The Torah tells us in Parashat Nisavim, in Perech of Tes, chapter 29, the last pasuk, which is Chav Ches 28, Hanistaros Hashem Elokeinu, the hidden sins are for Hashem, Vahadniglos Lanu Uvaneinu, but the revealed sins are for us and for our children, Ad Olam forever. La'asos is called Divrei HaTorah Hazos, to carry out the words of the Torah. So what does this pasuk mean? The hidden sins are for Hashem, and the revealed sins are for us. And if you have a good chumash, or any chumash, on the words, Lanu Uvaneinu, there's these funny dots on top. It's not a printing mistake. It belongs there. So what's this? What does this pasuk mean? And what are these dots here? So to understand this, we have to go to a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, 43b. The incident, the Gemara is talking about the incident with Achan. That Achan, the Mishnah gives an example of someone, a prisoner, Achan, who confessed his sins before being executed. And now they want to discuss exactly what happened exactly before or after. So, Tana Rabbanan. Na, Eina El Lashem Bakasha. What's the word Na? So we know the word Na, it always, please do me a favor. When God told Joshua, Chata Yisrael, the Jewish people have sinned. Amar lefanav, Yoshua said to God, Ribono shel Olam, mi chata? Don't tell me someone sinned, tell me who sinned. I need names. Amar lei, God said, what do I look like? What do I look like, a tattletale? You think I'm going to give you names? Rechiles, Lashon Hara. He says, Hippogoro cast lots. Halach v'hippogoro. He went and he casted lots. V'nafagoro Achan. And the lottery fell on Achan. So Amalo. So when Achan saw that the lottery, that the pick was him, he said, Yoshua, are you kidding me? Begoro tabayli. Are you trying to prove that I did it based on the goro? Let's say the Eleazar HaKohen, Shnei Gedolei Ador Atem, you and Eleazar HaKohen are the Gedolim. Im Ani Mapeo Aleichem Goreo, if I was going to cast lots on the two of you, Al Echad Mikem, of course, if you do lots, it's going to come out on someone. So basically, he didn't like the proof of the lottery, Achan. So Yoshua realized he had a good point. Amalo. So you're right, do me a favor. B'vakasha mimcha, please. Al totzi laz al ha-goroos. Don't be motzi laz. Don't put a bad name on the goro, on the lots. Shasida eretz yisrael shatischalik b'lor. And in the future, the land of Israel will be divided through the goro. As it says, so now the Gemara goes into the detail of what exactly Achan's admittance was. So Amar Ravina says, Shachude Shachte Vamile. Yoshua really tricked Achan with words. Why? Because he was saying to Achan, Kum Nevache Shemcha Elodi implied, the only thing I want from you is to admit. Tainlo toda vipatya. Give me a confession and you'll be exempt. Miyada once, Achan tibayan Achan Yoshua bayomar. He says, in truth, I have sinned against Hashem, the kazos kazos asis, and I have done this and this and this. The Gemara that learns he did other things before that. Either he violated Shlosha Haramim, twice during Moshe, once Yoshua, etc. Well, some say five times, four during Moshe, once during Yoshua. So either way, he confessed. So he got Achan to confess to the crime. And that's why, because the So Vachihashta by time ago understand. So we're saying the Jewish people were getting punished because we found out that Achan sinned and were responsible for other people. But now that we're finding out that Achan sinned a long time ago, he violated different bans during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, why weren't the Jewish people punished before? I understand why they're punished now, because based on the Pasuk, we'll see that they get punished this communal responsibility, even on the private sin. So therefore, but now that we're finding out that Achan sinned before, so why not have a punishment at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishimar Lezabar Rav Shimon, Lefishago Anashal and the Staras and Shavru Yisoles HaYardin. Because God did not punish the entire people, the Jewish people, for private sins of an individual until the Jewish people crossed over the Yarden. So when the Jews crossed over the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael, they took on a higher level responsibility. And that's why, even though Achan sinned Bizman Moshe, but they were in the Midbar then, it wasn't until Yeshua took them into the land of Israel that they bore a higher level of responsibility. So that's the Gemara. So the Gemara, we see from this opinion, seems that they weren't punished for the private sins of an individual until you were punished for your own private sins, but you weren't punished for the private sins of someone else until they entered the land of Israel. However, we'll see this point is a kanai. It's a katanai. It's a machlokas tanaim. It's a dispute. Because the Gemara goes on and says, to quote the Pasuk, Hanistaros lano lelokeinu, the hidden things are for God, the revealed things are for us. So lama nakud al lano levaneinu. Why did Gemara ask, why do you have those funny dots on top of these words? Malamed, so Gemara comes to teach me, shalanosh al anistaros asha avru Yisrael esha yardin. It comes to teach me that Jewish people do not become punished for the private sins of an individual until they crossed over the Yarden. That's the words of Rabbi Yehuda. But not everyone agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Amalo Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya says, V'chi anosh al nestaros li'olam. But did God ever punish the Jewish people on the individual hidden sin? How am I supposed to know if someone else sinned? It's hard enough to know when you do your own sin. I'm going to figure out someone else's sin. V'alok kvar nemar, it says, ad olam. It says, the Pasuk says, forever. That it would escape punishment forever. So Ella, Rav Nechemya says, Kishem shal onesh ala nestaros, kach ono onesh ala onesh shabagot. They weren't punished at all. Before the cross the Yarden, God did not punish the Jewish people for the individual's hidden sin, nor did he not punish the Jewish people for Achan's open, for the people's open sin. Asha Avri Yisrael is the Yarden. So once the Jewish people crossed the Yarden, so according to the Chachamim, they were never punished for their private sin. Aye, so the Gemara asks, Achan. So Achan was a private sin, so how come we got punished when the Jewish people entered the land of Israel? Many Jews were killed. The Gemara answers, Mishum Dehavi Yadi Bei Yishto Vanei, because Achan's wife and kids knew, and therefore the Gemara says that's considered a revealed sin and not a private sin. So it comes out, it's a machlokes tanaim in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, everyone agrees you have a higher level responsibility once the Jewish people crossed the Yarden. The question is, what was it before and what was it after? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that they didn't become, they got punished for the revealed sins before they crossed the Yarden, but the hidden sins of someone else, they didn't become responsible until they entered Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Nachman says, no, they never were responsible for hidden sins of someone else. How am I supposed to know? Aye, Ochana, that was a public sin. So that's what and the Nechemya writes, we don't, the Jewish people aren't punished as a whole on any private sin. If there's a public sin, and then Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, all Jews are responsible for one another, then we assume it's our responsibility to try to stop it. So that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, this Pasuk HaNisdaros HaNovanim. So what do we see from this Gemara? Whichever explanation you want to say is, we see when the Jewish people entered Eretz Yisrael, they took on a higher responsibility as a nation. When they got together, Har Eval, Har Grizim, as Rav Sajagon learns out, it's a mitzvah l'doros of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. Or at least the way some learn Rav Sajagon, he counts the brachas and kolas as one of the mitzvahs. And Rav Frisho Perola points out that it must be the mitzvah of all Jews are responsible for one another. And this principle isn't just true in a negative sense, that we see we're responsible for other Jewish people. This, the machlokas in the Gemara is how far it goes, even on hidden sins or public sins. But this is also not limited to negative commandments, but it's positive commandments. In fact, we do it every week, usually depending where you are. Usually the head of the household makes kiddush for the whole table. How could I make kiddush for someone else? In fact, let's say I already made kiddush, and now I go to a place and someone needs me to make kiddush. So based on Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, every Jew is responsible for one another. My mitzvah of kiddush isn't complete until every Jew also hears kiddush. Or we're enduring Elul and Rosh Hashanah time, so too by shofar. If I was about to kei, I blew the shofar and I made the brachas 100 times, and there's another shul in town who needs someone to blow shofar, I could blow shofar for everyone else, even with the brachas, even with the blessings, because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. All Jews are responsible for one another, and therefore my mitzvah of shofar isn't complete until everyone else hears the shofar as well. And in fact, we see this idea that the Avnei Nezer discuss it, that the communal responsibility began on the Aver HaYardim when we entered Eretz Yisrael. There's a famous Maharal that points out on the juxtaposition of the prohibition not to take ribbis. It says, and it connects it to Eretz Yisrael. It connects the juxtaposition of the psukim, of the verses, seem to connect Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, with the prohibition of ribbis. And we know it's not a mitzvah limited, it's not like Truma, Mais, or Shemitah, it applies all the time. So the Maharal explains, because when you lend somebody money, that shows brotherly love. It shows you care about someone, you want to help someone out. Someone who takes interest in someone or taking advantage of someone, obviously they need the money, times are down, and you're going ahead and taking advantage of the situation. So therefore, a loan is brotherly love, taking ribbis is the opposite. So therefore, when the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael, it's the same, that was the concept of brotherly love, ad shalo anu shalo, that when the Jewish people, so the ribbis is connecting to Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is when we all became one big happy family. So therefore, you shouldn't take ribbis, because ribbis is when you're not one family. You want to take advantage of the situation of someone's needs. And that's the juxtaposition, that when we come one, when we enter Eretz Yisrael, that's when we can't take ribbis. And in fact, so we see the power of the tzibor, of Klal Yisrael being together. That was the power of Har Sinai. Vayichan sham arg neged ahar be'ish echad b'lev echad. Chazal tell us that the Jewish people were one happy family. Rashi is not just a reporter on the scene telling me coincidentally that's the way it was. But the Jewish people, to accept the Torah at Har Sinai, achdus, togetherness, was a prerequisite for Har Sinai. In fact, it's a famous Or HaChayim HaKodesh. It's a famous question we've asked in the past, and the Mefarshim ask, is there's a fundamental difference between the two Tochachas. We read the portion of rebuke twice, once in Parashas Bechukosah at the end of Ayikra, and one we just read last week, Parashas Kisavo. So, the Torah points out that if you look at the end of Bechukosai, it talks about Bris Avos. Don't worry about it. At the end, we'll remember Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But at the end of the Tocha this week, Parshas Kisavo, ends very abruptly that you're going to be sold as slaves, you're going to look for buyers, no one's going to want you, etc. No hope at the end. So what's the difference, the Mefarshim asks? Why does Parshas Bechukosai end with hope, but Parshas Kisavo doesn't end with hope? So again, so the Or HaChayim tells us, reiterates our Yisod here, that the difference is Bechukosai is written Lashon Rabbim in the plural, in Bechukosai Teilechu, and Parshas Kisavo is written in Lashon Yachid. And the Or HaChayim is coming to teach me, if a person is judged on their own, they view themselves as an individual, not part of the tzibor, then watch out, you're in trouble. Unless you're some tzaddik gamor. But when you judge among the rabbim, Bechukosai is in the rabbim, when you view yourself as part of the tzibor, as part of Klal Yisrael, then you're going to be judged as part of the tzibor, and therefore God's going to have a lot more rachmanas, will judge you a lot more lenient. Klal Yisrael reim zelazeh. When you view yourself as all part of one, so then you're going to have a much better din. And in fact, that's why the parasha again, Atani Tzavim Hayom Kucham, you're all standing in front of us today. What's today? So the famous Zohar Hayom is Rosh Hashanah. It's Bo Bayom. That's the day. It's the day we're being judged. In fact, it's a famous story in Nach with Elisha and the Isha Shunamis that she did everything for him and he wanted to do her, give it, pay back to Tova. So he said, what could I do for you? You have some parking tickets, some speeding tickets. You need some food, you need something, tell me, what could I do? Let me speak to the king for you. And of course, he didn't mean the king of Melech Basav Adam. He meant the king, Melech Malchayim Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God in heaven. And she said, you know what? The only thing I want is Besoch Ami Anochi Yoshevet. All I want, it was Rosh Hashanah also, the Pasuk says Hayom, and the Zohar learns out that it's also this happened on Rosh Hashanah. And when Elisha said, I could speak to the king for you, it was Rosh Hashanah, and therefore all she says is, Besoch Ami Anochi. All I want is to be judged among the people. If I'm judged among the people, then I'll be fine. And we see the Koach HaTzibur being part of a tzibur, you still have hope, and we have Bris Avos, we have the Schus Avos we can rely on. But if you want to act as an individual, your Hotzi is Atzvom in HaKlal, then you can have a problem. This to conclude with a story on the power of the Rabbim, on the power of the individual. There was a story, they say, over this person was in a university class, and 400 or 500 kids in the class, and they went throughout the year and went into class. He missed some classes. At the end, they had a big final, so the teacher said, you know, they're very strict there. It tests from 9 to 12. 12 o'clock, you must have the papers in. 12:01, I'm not going to accept it. 12:01. So everyone's doing the test. This person's taking a long time. It's getting late, 11:30, 11:15, 12:00. And then at 12:01, the guy wants to go in and put the pile of 500 papers. He wants to give in his paper. So the teacher said, sorry, I told you 12 o'clock, that's it. It's 12:01, I'm not taking your paper. So the guy says, do you know who I am? Do you know my name? Like, you know who you're talking to? He says, no, I have no idea who I'm talking to. Great, that's what I wanted to hear. He took the test paper and he mixed it in with the 500 papers, and he got his grades. And obviously the lesson is obvious. It's not, to be judged alone, he never would have got his test paper in. But to be judged among the rabbim, so then he was able to get. And that's the yisod of Adnigos Lono of Aneno, that when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, we took on a higher level of responsibility, communal responsibility. All Jews are responsible for one another, not only in the negative sense, but in the positive sense as well, that I can make Kiddush many times, I can blow shofar many times. And that's the connection between Ribbis and Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael shows our community, our brotherly love. Ribbis means the opposite. You're not my brother, I'm going to take advantage. I'm going to charge you 20% interest, etc. So therefore remember when the prohibition of Ribbis is in juxtaposition next to Eretz Yisrael. And the famous Orachayim HaKadosh, that what is Ki Bechukos I end with hope and not Ki Savo, because Ki Savo is Lashon Yachid. If you judge this individual, there'll be no hope for you if you're not Zocha Bedin. But if you be judged as a Rabbim, that's a whole different story. And that's what Elisha with the Isha Shunam is. B'soch Ami Anochi Yoshev. It's all I want is to be judged among the people. And we'll see that's the whole concept of shofar, that by shofar we don't say shomea ka'one. We don't use the principle like by kiddush, that one person makes kiddush, everyone listens, it's like everyone's talking. When it comes to shofar, everyone does the mitzvah themselves, the mitzvah is shemiah, hearing. We're all doing the mitzvah ourselves because we want everyone to be equal. We want everyone to be treated the same. And in fact, to conclude, that's the famous saying of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when he said you want to, and Rapam used to always say, to be Zocha Bedin, you should make sure you're part of the Tzibor. And as Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to always say, make sure you're a Yachid Shaharabim Tolibo. Make sure you're an individual who the Tzibor needs. Take communal responsibility during this time. Because even though you might not be Zocha on your own, but as if you're part of the community, you get the merits of the Tzibor as well.